The belt is coming back to Mobile, Alabama. Bring it home. The belt is going to be enshrined for 1 year at South Alabama. The battle for the belt. The Jags knock off the Trojans.
I'm JT Crabtree, and this is Jag Nation Rewind. In this feature presentation, relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Today, we look back at a game that is always marked on the calendar for South Alabama football fans. The Battle for the Belt, October 11th, 2017, Troy, Alabama. In just the third rendition of the newly dubbed rivalry, South Alabama traveled to Troy for a Wednesday night showdown with their in-state rival on ESPN2. The Jags came to town 1-4 on the season, losing two straight against Idaho and Louisiana Tech. The Trojans returned home to huge fanfare, fresh off a 24-21 win at number 22 Louisiana 11 days earlier. The contest was labeled a defensive battle, but that might be an understatement, as the two teams combined for just 523 yards of total offense across 111 plays. There were more yards in punts than offense, more turnovers than touchdowns. There were the same amount of safeties in the game as combined passes in the end zone. It was not your typical night of football, but it was a memorable night for Jag Nation as the Jags left Troy with the belt in tow, winning by an unorthodox score of 19-8. The Trojans won the toss and deferred to the second half. Here's J.D. Byers for the play-by-play as the Jags start at their own 25-yard line.
Jags are in the white headgear. It is the white jersey, red numerals trimmed in blue. The blue names on the backs of the jerseys. A white stripe with a blue one on the side of a bright red pant. I don't think I've seen the red pant.
No, we haven't seen the red pant since, 2013, I believe.
2012.
2012. Yeah. And the cool thing, yes, you are hearing the Jaguar fight song, the Jaguar marching band. Six buses made their way here, so the band out in full force. We'll get a chance to hear them tonight, too.
Their colors officially are cardinal. Cardinal would be closer to our red. They look maroon. It is a chrome cardinal helmet, really shiny with a chrome stripe down the front. It is a white pant here for Troy tonight. No, maybe a slight pinstripe down the side. The Cardinal jersey. Troy on the front, stenciled in gray with the gray numbers trimmed in white as Troy has won the toss, and they're going to kick this away left to right to get it started. Their kickoff guy, who is also a field goal kicker on long range, Bratcher Underwood, and South Alabama is going to put Tywan Walters along with Xavier Johnson deep to receive this opening kickoff here as we're just underway here. For the sixth ever meeting, Troy leads the series 3-2. They won last year 28-21, ending our two-game win series against them. They won the first ever two meetings between the Jags and the Trojans on the gridiron.
And it was a tough loss here several years ago. We actually had the lead with a minute left, and then they drove down the field and scored.
Left to right, teed at the 35. Ball is high, end over end. This one's going to sail. 1 yard deep, Xavier back at the tee and Trojans. And across the way, he'll go to the right knee. And that ball is coming out to the 25-yard line. And that's where South Alabama will go to work with Cole Garvin. Dallas Davis, we're told, at 100% if needed, the junior from Panama City. It'll be the junior from Newnan, Georgia, 53.2% passer against La Tech, 21 of 45, two picks, one touchdown. Xavier Johnson, who just received the opening kickoff, will be the running back. The junior from Tampa, 190, now averaging 6.1 yards per carry, 89 yards on 12 totes against La Tech in his most recent outing. And he'll be the lone running back as Cole Garvin walks out in formation. Again, the white tops over the red pant, white helmet from the 25 just inside the near hash. Two wideouts either way for Garvin. We are just underway. A four-man front, one linebacker as a safety now comes up close. They're showing outside blitz. Garvin, 10 on the play clock. Snap up the middle handoff. Xavier dancing outside, picks up a yard and a half. And he'll get out across the 25 with a big roar here coming from his hometown crowd. They're loving, they're wanting to parlay that win over LSU.
An impressive student section across the way. But what they did there, you had four down linemen. They crept up both safeties with a linebacker back there. So all of a sudden, it was a tough sledding to get a run there. And that's why Xavier only had one run, 1 yard to get.
Pistol formation. Messiah Francis is the true tight end left side of the formation as we work right to left. Deep running back, that's Xavier. Garvin steps up, 13 on the play clock, wants to change the play on second and nine from our own 26-yard line. Over the ball, Esposito snaps it back up the middle of the hole, but closes quickly, falling forward for a gain of 2.5. tried to run right at the teeth of that defense, and Seth Callaway is going to drop him and slip him up, the senior out of Arrowton, Alabama.
Well, now all of a sudden we've got a third and long. You know, again, what Troy does well offensively is they get on schedule and they get ahead of the sticks, and that's something we've struggled with. And now you're facing a third and long, which everybody knows you're going to put it in the air here.
Out of Decatur, Georgia, preseason first team all Sunbelt Conference defensive tackle for them is Baron Poole. He comes in on third down situations. Third and seven here for the Jags on our own 28. Snap, chest high, penalty marker down. The umpire and the head linesman with hankies out, and we've got a penalty. Looks like it's going against South Alabama. Again, our head referee today is Jason Autry on this Sunbelt Conference officiating team.
Well, they were sending everybody as well. Zoe Bridges at his linebacker spot was already in the backfield when the ball was whistled dead. So while we may take this penalty, it's maybe a good thing because Zoe Bridges was going to be breathing down our neck.
60 yards of penalties a game against us, but this is against the Trojans, I think. No. That is going to be a five-yard mark off against South Alabama. We're behind the sticks looking at third and 12. They'll put the ball back at our own 23-yard line. The line to make because of that touchback on the opening kickoff would be the 35. Ball on the near hash as we work right to left.
They're doubling Jamarius Way on the near side.
Two wides right. Jamarius Way near side. Snap taken. Shotgun throw. This one, Messiah Francis off the fingertips. Well defended over there as Tyqua Russell, the senior linebacker out of Oklahoma City, flexed over to follow him. And that one is incomplete, and we're held to a three and out. We'll have to punt on fourth and 12.
Even had Messiah been able to bring that in, we were still about 10 yards shy of the marker. So not the way we wanted to start offensively. Now, one of our better weapons has been our punter, Corliss Waitman. Let's see if we can pin him back a little bit.
Under the lights, 82 degrees, no winds to speak of. Corliss Waitman, 27 punts on the year for 44.9. 10 have been fair caught here as he stands at his own 8. He'll step up across the 10, left-footed kick, spiraling high. Good hang time. It'll turn over, nose down to the return man at the 30, up through the near hash, breaking it outside, running room across the way, and finally tripped up on a good defensive play after the return by Marcus Jones. And the net gain on the return is only 3 yards. Made him run it sideways. He'll get it out to the 34.
And that was Khalil McDonald on the punt coverage. Nice tackle there. Khalil again getting the start because Malcolm Bugs unable to go tonight.
First two home games for Troy this year were 29-278. That's a new record. Their other home crowd, 27-324, which is now the third largest in Troy history. And they've got a good one pouring in steel here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. No score. Jags punt. Here's the first drive for Brandon Silver, 65% passer, two touchdowns, two picks thrown this year. He threw 23 touchdowns. He's a four-year starter at quarterback. Man in motion sets in the backfield. Silvers wants to throw, two-step drop, rifles it. This one is behind the receiver, but somehow hauled in. He'll hit the knee down at about the 42-yard line. Play picks up 8 yards. The ball was thrown down on his hip, but very good concentration by Emmanuel Thompson.
Yeah, absolutely great. Just a great adjustment because that was a poor throw.
Now they go with a wing left and a wide, two wide outs right. Jordan Chun, they fake it to him. They throw far side, caught. DeAndre Douglas making his first catch tonight and his 23rd of the year, and that is enough for a first down. Caught on the far boundary in Jag territory. Will spin him out at the 46.
And they're going to go tempo here because, again, they get some positive yardage, and now they just start that snowball rolling. They're very good at it.
Two wides either way. Four receivers set with Chun, the running back. Silvers, the quarterback. Right-hander from Orange Beach, Alabama, will clap, takes it chest high, deep drop, sets, no pressure, has plenty of time, dumps it underneath. Here's Chun from the backfield, and we hit him down around the knees, and he'll pick up about 8 yards. South Alabama defensively, Riley Cole was there for the solo tackle, but they're going to be looking at second and a short two here, Troy in our territory at the 38-and-a-half yard line.
But Silvers is a guy that likes to get rid of the ball quickly, but boy, he sat back there, ate a lunch, had a couple snacks, still had plenty of time to throw.
Sidney Davis is now on the slot near side with Johnson. One wide left, a running back again. Now they're split on either side of him. Coming set on second and two. Up the middle, handoff. Trying to break it out right side is Henderson. He'll go to the boundary, makes the corner. First down carry, and he'll be shoved out at about the 32. That was third, fourth, and fifth effort. Finally pushed out by the junior from Green Cove Springs, Florida, Sean Grayer for South Alabama.
Nigel Lawrence also there as well. And an official's timeout here was we got Riley Cole. Oh, gosh. Riley Cole not able to put any pressure looks like on his left leg, maybe his knee.
We're already minus one linebacker, Malcolm Bugs, who wears that Anthony Masella number 5, not able to go. Khalil McDonald is in his place. And right now we see Jimmy Gibson is on the field for the Jags. But again, Riley Cole is down at the 34-yard line. He is struggling to get back up. He's going to need some help to get off the field as our sports medicine staff is there tending to him.
But able now to put a little pressure on it, so at least that's a good thing, a good sign, hopefully, for Riley.
Now three wides left. They'll bring one in motion as a wing. Hand off Jordan Chun. Waits for a hole, and we got him for a loss. Maybe the line of scrimmage. Jordan Chun had nothing with Waxell Williams crashing from the backside. He'll get assistance up front with Trey Alford and drop him. It's going to be 3rd and 9 here for Troy.
And it's what we talked about in the pregame show. What we want to do is as soon as Jordan Chun touches the football, we've got to get him there. Roxell McWilliams did a great job of doing it. But to do that, our defensive backs, our secondary is going to have to be able to stop the pass. So far, we haven't been able to.
Line to make for them. They need to get inside the 22. Here now, Brandon Silvers from the near hash. Shotgun snap, quick throw far side, caught in the screen. We hit him once. He's breaking tackles, pulling and breaking away. Oh, my goodness. We had him at the line of scrimmage, DeAndre Douglas. They'll put him out, though, say he marked and stepped out 2 yards shy of the first down marker. So at least that's good news. But we had him hemmed in all the way back at about the 29-yard line.
Tackling way too high, and he just slipped away. Now, no hesitation from Neil Brown. Fourth down at the 23-yard line. They're going to go.
They'll substitute in a fullback here. That is Zach Weldon, sophomore from Skipperville, Alabama. He'll line up offset behind the right tackle. Big Jordan Chun is in there off the right shoulder now. Silvers. They want to go for it on 4th and 1.5 yards. They bring a man in motion. Sprint option. Here they come. Late pitch back to Chun. He's hit, and he's going to be short unless they get a good mark by the head linesman. Across the way, the down marker's at the 22. The down marker over here is at the 23, but the one that counts is way over on the far side, and I don't know if he got there, Pat.
It's going to be awfully close. Khalil McDonald in there on the tackle, as was
– It's going the other way. They're going to come over maybe measure, but he needed to get inside the 22. Now we see the down marker over there slightly move, but it was only as he was picking it up. And I think he's going to be short by about 6 to 7 inches.
I hope so. Tobias Moss was the man that made Brandon Silvers toss it a little quicker than he wanted to. And
they came in 60%, 6 of 10 on fourth down conversions. South looking for a stop. If we get it, we would start 1st and 10 at our own 22. Troy, after a deep punt, marched it in Jag territory. They went for it. They're going to stretch the chains out, and he is short. That is going the other way. The Jags defense has reared its head, and they drop the guy who rushed for 191 against LSU short of the line to make.
Excellent defense. And again, it was that sprint option coming out to the near side, and they had two lead blockers in front of them. But again, Tobias Moss able to force the pitch a little earlier than they wanted, and then you had some great tackling behind it. They stopped him by only an inch.
The Jags' defensive stop on fourth down against, quote, Mega Chun set the pace for the remainder of the game, with South Alabama holding the all-conference running back to just 28 yards on the night and 30 total yards on the ground as a team, the fifth fewest in program history. After teams trade punts again, South Alabama takes the field for their third possession of the game, still tied in a scoreless game.
Three-man front, stand-up defensive end with a middle linebacker. Quick toss left side, carrying the football. It's Trey. Check that, Xavier. He's hit high, and he is not going to get anything. Back to the line of scrimmage at the 19-yard line. They strung him, and he never got to going downhill in any kind of hurry.
Well, and I like the play call, though, because we weren't able to get it right up the middle, up the two-hole or the three-hole. So what we did is we tried to get it outside, and when we did, I think Xavier probably had a shot to turn it up a little quicker, but they did do a good job of stringing it out, and now a 2nd down and 10.
Rankin Myers, the tight end left. Jamarius Way, single coverage near side, matched up over here with a backup corner. Two wides right, going up the middle, bouncing it outside on the carry. Here's Xavier's second effort. Flags are down in the backfield, and they are looking at Ryan Alexander, the right tackle. He may have been called for holding there, and it sprung Xavier for about a 4-yard gain, which would have made it 3rd and 6, and it is holding as they look to the near sideline.
Holding, offense, number 64, 10-yard penalty, 2nd down.
And it was a hold away from the play as well. The play was going to the right, the hold came to the left. But anytime you see an offensive lineman on top of a defensive lineman and the flag come out, never a good sign for the offense.
Second penalty against South Alabama, that's 15 yards against us. That's going to move the ball back inside the 10. Between the 9 and the 10-yard line, line to make is our own 29. So call it second and 20, as indeed Neil Brown of the defense for Troy will take and accept the penalty yardage.
And I don't care who you are as offensive coordinator, second and 20 is never, ever a comfortable position.
And we're going empty backfield from our own 9. Three wide right from the near hash, 2 to the narrow side. Bobbling the snap, Cole Garvin, quick throw high. An open receiver was there, and it's incomplete. Looking for Malik Stanley, and he was wide open and sailed it over his head. The nearest guy was the senior for Troy, Cameron Melton, about 6 yards away.
But the thing was, Troy brought 4 against our 5 and still had Cole backpedaling. They had great pressure from their defensive line. Cole threw it a little quicker than he wanted to, and it was errant. Certainly a hittable wide receiver there, but he threw it too high.
We are 0 of 2 on third downs, 23% coming in. We kind of semi-huddle. The linemen, the running backs, quarterbacks will huddle with the receivers already out in formation. Sam Harris shuttled the play in. Two wides either way, now a running back. Pistol formation, Xavier behind Garvin from the near hash. Again on third and long, third and 20. Dominic Esposito turns, confirms the play with Garvin, the quarterback. Play clock at 14, 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Deep handoff, scoreless game. Xavier in traffic, gets out across the 10, maybe the 13-yard line. A little bit of breathing room is all for Corliss Wakeman for his third punt coming up.
Well, that's waving the white flag there on a third down and 20. They don't want to throw an interception, so they run the football, get a couple of yards. But now Corliss, who's punted from his 6th the last time up, now will stand inside the end zone.
That field position battle has us slowly going backwards.
Yep.
As Corliss Waitman's 2 yards deep, he's punted twice for 45 and a half yards. Here now is third effort with Marcus Jones deep for Troy, the return guy, wedding at the 42-yard line. Corliss will punt down the near hash right to left. Left-footed kick into it, another howitzer. This one's got Jones going back. He's backpedaling at the 29, hauls it in. Up the hash, he has a hole, breaks it, spins. And down at the 45-yard line, ball is loose. Who got it? Jags say, we have it. It stayed on the turf, and the Jags have it. There is a turnover on the return by Jones. Ball squirted out, and South Alabama has recovered.
And that is Tywan Walters, able to come up with it. He's typically one of our
return guys on kickoffs.
Yep.
Backup running back.
Well, that's huge. That's huge. Now, again, we don't have any confidence offensively, but finally we're on their side of the 50. Let's try to get something rolling here.
A fumble recovery on a punt return. And the Jags will have it at the 46. Scoreless, 4:27 to go, opening quarter. Here comes Cole Garvin. Two wides right. It is Minter. They fake it, he'll block, rolling under duress. They'll throw, screen caught, Minter, downfield block 40. Angling right side, 30, he is loose at the 20, dragging a tackler down to the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal. Minter taking the screen, weaving his way in and out of blocks.
An excellent play call there because, again, we haven't had a lot of success going way downfield, haven't had a lot of success with the little chip passes and swing passes. All we did was take Trey Minter, get him out of the backfield, little swing pass to the right side, had some blockers in front of him. Well-designed play, picks up a ton, and now we're knocking on the door.
First and goal, 37 yards on the completion. Line of scrimmage just inside the 10. Eyeing the end zone to our left, Garvin, good protection, lofts it. Here's Jamarius Way over the back of a defender. The ball comes out, flags do as well. A flag on the back boundary, and Jamarius Way trying to go to a defender who played through his chest and never turned around. It's going to be pass interference. There is also a flag at about the 7.
So you wonder if that's a defensive holding possibly as well. But all that was for us was a jump ball in the corner of the end zone. Get your best player up there.
I hope it's not an illegal man downfield. It's thrown beyond the neutral zone.
Fouls on the play. Offside, defense, number 14. That penalty is declined.
That's good.
Pass interference, defense, number 14. Foul occurred in the end zone. Ball be placed in the 2-yard line. Automatic first down.
Listen to the Jag fans.
Love it. Great crowd across the way. Two full sections and part of a third. And we even have some Jag fans here on the near side as well. So that puts the ball at the 2-yard line, first and goal. Playbook should be wide open here.
Andre Flakes called there. The senior from Milton, Florida for pass interference. Automatic first down, the 2-yard line is the line of scrimmage. Play clock's already at 9. We huddled, short yardage. Here's Garvin, the quarterback. He'll flex out. It's going to be a direct snap. Xavier, the running back with 2 upbacks. He'll take it up the middle. Xavier fighting for yardage, leaning to the goal line. He has stopped short, but he has stopped inside the 1.
Well, and you had Jeffrey Watley, defensive lineman, as the lead blocker.
He was a huge one.
So Xavier, again, it's one of those deals you split Cole out, direct snap to Xavier, let him pick a hole.
What does Watley bring as a running back? 6'2", 285.
285 pounds is what he brings.
He's in there again as the right halfback. Again, going to be direct snap Wildcat. Xavier, the running back behind Esposito. Again up the middle. Xavier over the top. He'll go high. He's in there. Touchdown! Xavier Johnson, vertical, and Superman with his cape on and Troy.
Just a minute 17 needed for the Jags to get on the board after the turnover, and the stalemate is finally broken, with South Alabama leading 7-0 with 3:10 left in the first quarter. The teams trade 3 and outs again, and we rejoin the action at the start of the second quarter, with the Trojans facing a 2nd and 3 from their own 25.
Here now is Silvers, the quarterback, on 2nd, and they're going to make it more than about like 3 to go. It looked like 4. They picked up 7 on the play to end the first quarter. Chun is the running back as they want to change the play. Play clock at 5. Silvers brings them set. Line of scrimmage, their own 25. Snap, fake, throw, right side, knocked away. Good defense across the way. Good corner play. Derion Mills came in to get the right hand on it.
Yep, Derion Mills. Again, what we're doing is we're playing tight man coverage, okay? You know, we've seen us go 5, 6, 7, sometimes 10 yards off the wide receiver. Kane Womack told us earlier in the week, he said, we're going to do some press coverage, try to stop the run, try to make them throw, and make them beat our corners. And right now, we're doing a pretty good job. Derion Mills with a nice bat down there, and it's 3rd down.
The late getting the tight end off Gabe Hill. So it's Sidney Davis, Damian Willis, the twins left. 2 receivers right on 3rd and 3. The snap, Silvers in the pocket, throws over the middle, wide open, 1st down. Jordan Chun bobbled the football, brings it back in. It fell literally on his chest. He was falling backwards at the 35. And that's a good gain right over the middle, kind of in that Z zone just behind the linebackers. 1st and 10, Troy, working from their own 35.
Pretty clear that was his primary receiver in the first place. He had some receivers out to the left and right, but they're going to assume that Jordan Chun would be open across the middle, and he was.
They use a lot of receivers. Here now is the senior from nearby Enterprise, Clark Quisenberry, 6'3", 1 of 3 wides left, 1 wide right. 1st and 10 play, Silvers puts it into the gut, coming around the outside, Chun running near side, finds a hole, 40, loose, near midfield, still breaking tackles and pulling defenders to the 40-yard line. That's the Jordan Chun play you try to contain, and South Alabama's got Trey Alford limping off the field.
Well, and it's a stretch play to the near side, and what happens is, again, you allow Chun to get some momentum.
Tempo, here they come, up to the line at our 40-yard line, right to left. Play clock has only gone to 25, and up to the line goes Silvers to change the play. Kenny Edenfield is their offensive coordinator, but you know a lot of the offensive input comes from head coach Neil Brown. He knows all about that air raid, 3 wides right, 1 left. Receiver near side is Johnson. Straight drop, he wants to throw. Right side fade across the way, 15, and he overthrows him, and he had a guy there. South Alabama's corner, Derion Mills, check that. South Alabama's Sterling Fisher kind of bit back inside as he tried to go downfield to Sidney Davis, and it is incomplete inside the 10.
And Sterling had inside coverage. It would have taken a perfect pass to get over Sterling Fisher, but they were pretty close to that, and a completion there would have put him inside the 5.
There's Tavares McCormick, 1 of 3 wides right, 1 left. Down in distance, 2nd and 10. Chun, the running back. Silvers gives it. Chun, right side, cutback hole. Stretches to the 30. We hit him on the back of the shoulder pads, but he runs behind those shoulder pads so good with that big 235-pound body, and that's enough for a Trojan first down. That's their 5th first down of the football game. Jags lead 7-0, but here, Troy, early second quarter, is on the move.
Well, again, I think Kenny Edenfield has started to figure out that they may be able to run that stretch play against us. It's worked twice so far in this drive.
DeAndre Douglas and Emmanuel Thompson are 2 wides right. Looks like a full house backfield, but the one in the middle is the quarterback. So back split on either side of Brandon Silvers. That was a helmet-high snap. They give it, and the ball is loose. It is on the turf, way back at the 42. It is rambling everywhere. Jags looking to recover their second fumble. We come out of the pile and say, we've got it. The referee says, yes. Turnover. South Alabama has recovered their second fumble recovery of the game.
And that was Zach Beffert able to come up with it there. Number one, we got so deep in the backfield, the running back was not aware that we had a defender right there. We stripped the ball, and Daryl Sanji was trying to get the scoop and score and almost cost us that fumble. He was trying to pick it up instead of just falling on it at that point, but the ball gets batted around. Zach Beffert able to get the turnover, and that's turnover number two for us.
Beffert crimes it. Second fumble recovery of the year for him, for the senior out of Wichita, Kansas. Can we turn another Troy turnover into points? We lead 7-0, 12:49 to go in the second quarter. Here comes Cole Garvin. Left to right we go. In the white helmet, white jersey, red pant, handoff, bouncing outside and trying to lean forward. That's Deontay Moore, the running back, the junior from Owens Crossroads.
Number 24, Deontay
Moore. He got about a yard out to near the 43.5, not quite the 44. So it'll be second and a long eight for South Alabama on our own side of the field.
Well, we've had some trouble running on the inside. We've had a little success when we try to pop it outside, but right now Troy shutting down that inside run.
Messiah Francis is the true tight end, and the defensive end is playing way outside him. He could release inside. Two wides right, one left. Play action, wanting to throw. This ball is ducked in the air, and it is intercepted at the 37. It went sky high. They had pressure right in front of Garvin, and the ball deflected a good 20 feet up and then back down into a defender's hands.
Well, we get the turnover and give it right back to him. That was just good defensive pressure by Troy to be able to bat the ball up, and then it's just a matter of who's going to be able to come down with it, and Cole trying to do everything he could to keep it from catching it. But now Troy back in business at our 36-yard line.
They'll put two wides right. Make that three, now joining him across the way is Jamarius Henderson, normally a running back. Two wides left. This is an empty backfield. First and 10 at our 36. Silver sets, throws, tunnel screen, caught. It went right over defender's hands, and they're running between the hash marks. Pulling is taking us down near the 20. Forward progress has them knocking on the Jag red zone just outside the 20.
We'll give that to Kenny Edenfield because we had a blitz coming. Bull Barge was bearing in on Brandon Silvers, but the tunnel screen was right where Bull was coming from.
Bull put his hand in the air, and the ball sailed literally just inside of his grip. First and 10 now. They'll say 20 statistically. Play clock at 20 for Silver. Straight drop, three-step deep. Looks, throws, high. Ball, this one's in the air. And diving at the three, turnover. Intercepted Jeremy Reeves. We get it right back. A pair of interceptions thrown within two plays. And Jeremy Reeves.
Less than 2 minutes of game time had elapsed, and the two teams have turned the ball over three times in that span. None of those turnovers resulted in a single point. As South Alabama was forced to punt the ball after three plays, they would shortly get the ball back. Caught in no man's land, Troy would go for it on 4th and 11 from the Jaguar 42 and come up empty. However, the Jags would have to punt again, but they pinned the Trojans back at their own 2, and that's where we rejoin the action.
We had a big stop on 4th and 12, couldn't really turn that into anything, and now we have punted, and Troy in the second with 5:24 to go will start at their own 2.5.
And you got to imagine, backed up in their territory, they're going to give it to Chun here a bunch.
He is standing in the end zone. Silvers gives it to him. Mega Chun hit and down. Spun around. Bull Barge just throwing the big guy to the turf.
Well, Kane Womack said earlier in the week, I think we can stop the run. I said, you know, they've got Jordan Chun, right? He has, I think we can stop the run. So far, we've done a heck of a job of it. Riley Cole also, who was shaken up earlier in the ballgame, back in the ballgame, helping there on the stop.
No gain, second and 10 from their own 3. And Silvers now wind up on the 0 and Trojans in the end zone. A wing left behind the left tackle, right to left they go. Shotgun snap now Chun, going to try to spread it wide. He's got it on the stretch play, but a flag at the 3. It was enough for a first down, out to their own 15-yard line. But the referee or the center judge was in the backfield with the yellow hanky, and here's the call. hear his mic on, but he's not talking. So that's going to be half the distance.
Hold is a hold, yeah. But they've had success on the stretch play. Not 100% sure why they haven't gone to that over and over and over again. I'm glad they haven't. But to me, it's obvious that that stretch play has worked with Jordan Chun every time they've run it. But they haven't gone to it very often.
Jordan Chun, 7 carries, 23 yards, including a 25. So for 6 of those, yeah, we've had answers for this guy. He's averaged 3.3 coming in. Ever had 191 yards against LSU. Now he'll set in the backfield. Silvers, handoff, stretch play again. Holding it the left hand, down, fumbled in the end zone. And they'll go down on it, and that's a safety. That is a safety. Chun fumbled at the goal line, came loose in the end zone. He outraced the defender to get on it, and it's a 2-point safety for South Alabama.
Well, I'll tell you what.
The 2-point defensive play is still the first and only safety in program history. With South Alabama now leading 9-0 the unorthodox way, we move ahead to the final possession of the first half, with Troy taking over at their own 29, with 2:46 left before halftime.
And Brandon Silvers will go to work. Jordan Chun coming off the fumble, is standing off his left shoulder. Chun the give up the middle. He'll submarine, maybe a yard.
Number 38, Jordan Chun.
He went underneath. Jag defensive line was there with Tyree Turner crashing. And this defensive front has really risen to the challenge, Pat Greenwood,
yeah,
with Jordan Chun.
And Roxanne McWilliams hit him low as well. And, you know, they said in the week, we got a bead on what they're doing, and so far they're right.
Play game 2, 2nd and 8, so they got more than I thought. Here comes an outside blitz, stepping in. Silver sacked again! Sacked down at the 24! Jags came from all directions, more than they could block. And that is a Fusak. Fusakly sack at the 24. The third time Silvers has gone down in the first half.
And that was Roxell McWilliams again. And like you said, JD, we just brought more than they could handle. And Brandon Silvers doesn't see a lot of pressure. And we've been able to do a pretty good job of getting pressure on him tonight.
And that's got the clock moving. Play clock is 17, and they're still coming set. So this is wasting Troy time back at the 24, 3rd and 15. Over the football is their junior center, Deontay Cremitti. Jags looking at a 4-man front, 2 linebackers. Chun now shifts over to the left shoulder. Right to left, Troy works. Play action, the throw. Here's a screen caught. Near side, Willis up the near sideline, loose at the 40. Tiptoeing, traipsing, and stepping out of bounds. 1st and 10, Troy working up the near sideline and out of bounds at the 44. We let him off the hook.
And a 3rd and 15.
Stopping the clock with 1:26 to go.
And one of their guys got two of our guys on a block.
Tempo offense, clap, and the handoff. Chun, right side, ducks his head, plows those big feet. The legs will churn across the Troy midfield Cardinal and Cray logo. He'll get up near the 47. Clock moving at 1:12, 1:11. Play picking up 4. 2nd and 6 here, Troy, and here comes Neil Brown calling the second charge timeout of the half. Called it late, too. It got down to 105.
Timeout called
on the field by
Troy. Called it very late. Had a lot of seconds wasted out of there. Nigel Lawrence, the guy that was able to get Jordan Chun down there after a gain of
push with 191. As a team tonight, Troy only 14 yards on the ground. They've thrown for 112, though. Here now. Looking at 2nd and about 6. They're already back out of the field. Silver's the quarterback.
Josh Anderson next to him.
A running back and 2 wides either way, 4 receivers set. Jags rush up the middle. Silver sets, throws this one. We're holding. There is a flag, and they'll get us this time. Holding up Damian Willis. And they're going to get Tobias Moss. He had a hand up near the shoulder pads. Kind of looked like a twist and turn incidental both ways. He turned away from the football, and I'm not sure the official who had the right responsibility there even threw that flag. Nonetheless, this is going to hurt South Alabama. The ball will move deep into Jag territory.
They'll call it officially a pass interference as opposed to a hold. And then they'll put it inside the 40 to the 38.
Each team's been flagged. Well, 4 times before that one, but ours have been the bigger variety. Now 5 flags, 60 yards, snap, Silvers, deep drop, sets, looks inside. Flushed, he could throw, and he does at the 25, caught at the 20, still pulling tacklers. My goodness, at yards after catch, Emmanuel Thompson, the senior from Clayton, puts them down near the red zone of South Alabama at the 20, put it at the 19, where they're 75% on the year in red zone. Up the middle, running right side, crashing after a gain of three, running behind the right tackle, J.L. Gaston. Goes Troy. They'll keep it on the ground here. Time remaining 38-37. Clock moving. They're up to the line of scrimmage. Chun off the left shoulder of Silvers. The right-handed quarterback will drop. No play action. Throws. Back shoulder throw was way behind the intended receiver. He was looking up the far sideline, trying to go again to the senior Emmanuel Thompson. It's incomplete. Stopping the clock with 26 seconds to go.
Pass nowhere close, in part because, again, we brought a lot of pressure in coming. Unimpeded was Tyree Turner off the right side, and that with Brandon Silver as a right-handed quarterback, he saw Tyreek bearing down on him very quickly. And so an errant throw, now third down.
They're 2 of 6 on third down conversions. Time remaining 26 seconds. Play clock at 14. Stop. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Here's Silver setting, throwing, wide side of the field. Behind him and down at the 10, he made the grab, sliding. That is complete. And down on the ground is Sidney Davis. That's not enough for a first down. It's going to be fourth and a yard. And here comes Troy. They're running out of time. 7-6. Neil Brown running all the way down to the 15 to call timeout. And they've got a big decision to make. They've gone for it twice on fourth down. Fourth and a yard and a half. Fourth and 12. And both times we've stopped them. And this is a huge situation with the Jags up 9-0 approaching halftime.
Well, I'm kind of confused about the clock management here by Troy. Again, I'll take it. But
they've challenged and will review.
Yeah, so they're gonna see if that was indeed a catch down at the 10-yard line. But with 7 seconds, you're at the 10. If I'm Troy, if I keep calling him Troy Brown, if I'm Neil Brown for Troy, I think what I'm gonna do is with 7 seconds, I'm gonna throw a fade somewhere. Because we've got a depleted secondary. We've got a secondary where we've lost 4 or 5 guys from the start of the season to here. With 7 seconds, no timeouts, I want to take one shot at the end zone. And if that's incomplete, then we'll go kick the field goal. That is if the ball is at the 10. If they say that this was an incomplete pass, which I don't see.
They got to have points.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd settle not. Go for it on fourth and a yard, but as you said, if it's an incomplete pass, they got to get three out of it.
Well, and with no timeouts, fourth down, you can't run the football.
However, if it's incomplete, they may have to put some time back on the clock because they let it get down to 7, assuming that he caught it, but caught it in bounds. So a lot in play there. It would change the line of scrimmage, obviously going backwards, but it would put time on the clock.
But that would, if the pass is incomplete, that would knock it back to the 17. Now, a 17-yard pass as opposed to a 10-yard pass with 7 seconds is a little riskier.
8 plays into the drive. They've gone 61 yards, Troy has. Trailing South Alabama just before the break. 9-0 is the Jaguar lead. And here's the update. And they're going to send out the field goal kicker. I believe he is in the huddle.
Right.
It was a catch. So they will keep the line of scrimmage at the 10. A field goal would cut it to 6. They've got Evan Legacy in there, who was 1 of 2 at LSU. He hit from 37, but he missed from 36. On the year, he's just 1 of 3, but he is their short-range field goal kicker.
And I was talking about a shot in the end zone. I was thinking it was a first down, but it's fourth down. You got to kick the field goal. Okay?
He slid at the 10. He needed the 9.
Obvious. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking it was a first down, and then you take a shot. But now on fourth down, yeah, the easy choice is to kick the field goal here.
The snapper is Preston Langham. The holder is the backup quarterback, Caleb Barker. So anything could happen. You want to protect against a fake. And they're still huddling near side. And now Neil Brown, that last was a challenge. So now Neil Brown will use his last time out of the first half. With 2 seconds to go, they let some time click off. And he'll make it the last play of the game to try to cut the Jag lead down to 6.
Yeah, and that's smart because, again, we use the timeout. Make sure that even if it's a successful field goal, you don't give us a chance to either make a run back or even if it's a missed field goal, we don't get a chance to do much of anything there. So we'll see what Legacy can do. I'd love to keep that goose egg on the board, though.
It'll be a 27-yard field goal. And the backup quarterback, Barker, is out there. Legacy is a right-footed kicker. And they'll put it just inside the near hash mark. And they're kicking back to the left, uprights to our left. Again, the snapper is Langham. And now time called by Joey Jones. And the Jags will try to ice just before the half. So a lot of dead time here. Play clock had gotten to 15. 9-0, South Alabama. And they've adjusted the play clock, saying that the time was called with 3, not 2 seconds to go in the first half by Neil Brown. Here now the timeout taken by Joey Jones. Our first call timeout of the first half. Coming up, your Community Bank halftime show. Community Bank like no other bank you know. Coming up, FedEx halftime adjustment. Stats brought to you by Cook's Pest Control. JT Crabtree and Pat Greenwood will be here for you. No look at the Alabama Power scoreboard at the half. We're the only game going. And it's a good one. Battle for the belt in Troy, Alabama under the lights. 27-yard field goal. Right-footed kicker, Legacy. On the way, this one end over end. He missed it. He missed it. He hooked it. It kind of thudded up high off his ankle. It was low trajectory, and we turned him away on the last play of the half.
Wide left, and the defense has held Troy scoreless for 30 minutes of football. But the Trojans get the ball back to start the second half. The Jaguar defense holds again, forcing another three and out and get the ball back for South Alabama. The Jags would change quarterbacks, with Dallas Davis coming off the bench to replace starter Cole Garvin. The Jags get the ball at their own 36.
Trey Minta, the running back. Quarterback Dallas, handoff Minter up the middle, gallops forward, stutter step back to the right. Little hesitation move will be a gain of about a yard and a half, almost two, out to the 38. And let's get that Cook's Pest Control sideline update, the latest on Xavier with Tommy Hicks.
Yeah, guys, Xavier was still going through X-ray, but he is not coming back for the rest of the game. They've already ruled him out for the game, and Quentin Lane just went off. He was limping. They've taken him to the locker room.
Injury report brought to you by the University of South Alabama Department of Orthopedic Surgery. Shotgun snap low, picked up. They'll give up the middle, off the left side behind Noah Fisher. And Minter, the running back, out across the 40 near the 41. And it's going to be third and five. We did not convert a third down in the first half. We were 0 for 7, and we have not been a good third down team all year.
We're one of the worst in the country, actually. Last I looked, we were 128 out of 129. But really, the one that matters is right here. Doesn't matter what happened in the first half. If we can convert this, gives the defense a little bit of a break, takes some time off the clock, gives the offense a little mental push, and a third and five is very manageable.
We lead 9-0. Other early third quarter. We go with a huddle, now empty backfield. Minter goes in motion, far side of the formation. Straight drop, no protection. Dallas loads and throws. He's got the completion. Harris, good enough for the first down. Out to the 48-yard line. He needed five. Picked up about 7.5. Good spatial awareness on the route that time by the young man from Spanish Fort, Alabama.
And Sam was the far wide out to the near side, and all it was a 7-yard curl. And again, as you said, Sam did a great job of knowing where the first down marker was, getting just beyond it, and they actually picked up another yard or two. We moved the chains.
Now it's Denzel Foster, who came into the game just 10 carries. Xavier's out, so now using all of our running backs, pistol formation deep behind Dallas, the quarterback. First and 10, chains move. A yard shy of midfield, our own 49-yard line, left to right. Here, Davis, the quarterback. Deep handoff, turn, Denzel, stiff arm, breaks one, comes across, up the sideline, and tiptoes in Detroit territory, stepping out at the 45. That's a gain of 6 as he just jettisoned down the near sideline.
Well, you never want to see any of your players hurt, especially a guy like Xavier Johnson, but the fact is we've got some pretty good depth at running back and some running backs that have seen some significant time. Deontay Moore, a guy that can get back there as well. So Trey Minter and, those guys will start carrying the load here. We pick up 6 on first down.
Foster, a senior out of Riverside, California. He is off the left shoulder now of Dallas. May have alignment hurts. 2nd and 5. Devo Taylor was supposed to come in, Bobbly substitute. They crash off the left side. Big hole. Moore's got it to the 40, and he is gashed straight ahead for 11 yards. Denzel Foster, the running back, running behind the left side, and that's going to be another first down for South Alabama.
And you called it right there, JD, Datavius Taylor, the backup right guard, now playing starting left guard. Zach Davis, who's in there already because Tyler Grimsley is out. So some depletion along the offensive line, but again, we see some depth and some guys that can play.
Late substitution onto the field. That is the bandit back, Hunter Reese. They've got a three-man front, two defensive ends, and a linebacker. Play action, deep drop. Dallas wants to throw deep over the middle. This one is high, overthrows everybody. He's trying to hook up with Malik Stanley at about the five-yard line. There were three defensive backs back there. While it's incomplete, at least you test them deep one time.
Well, that you loosen it up a little bit, but also that's not a bad incompletion because it was three guys covering with the fourth one coming in quickly. I'm glad to see that one hit the turf.
9-0 Jags, 10-20. We've played 4 minutes, 40 seconds, third quarter. Left to right, it was Troy getting the ball first to start the third, and we held him to a three and out. That's your Fusakli second half game tracker. Off the right shoulder, Deontay Moore, Dallas the quarterback. From there, 39, just between the hashes. Chest high snap, the give up the middle. Zigzagging, pulling tacklers. Moore stretching the football for a gain of four near the 45. And here now is a big third down. We're one of eight on third down conversions, but we've converted one on this drive.
But again, because of the great effort there by Deontay Moore, probably should have been stopped for a gain of one. His effort made it a gain of four, so a manageable third and six here.
Wide outs. Inside out, Rinkenmeyer, Harris, Malik Stanley. One wide out is way to the far side, way over there. Third down and six, line to makes their 29 as Dallas brings them to the line. Play clock at 10. Out of the shotgun, Dallas, one running back. Looks right side, pumps once, throws over the middle. Harris has the grab again to the 20. Hill's going to break tackles and squirt through to the 18-yard line, picking up about five extra after the grab. At the 23, nice yards after catch by Sam Harris.
Well, and a good call by Richard Owens because all those defensive backs were playing inside technique, looking for a play like we just converted on the third down previous where Sam Harris did just a little curl. That time, they've set up for that curl. We do the slant across the middle, and that's why Sam Harris was able to be wide open.
We're one of one on red zone choices today. Opportunities, 81% coming in red zone opportunities. Man in motion, Rinkenmeyer sets to the right side behind Messiah Francis. Pistol formation, deep handoff, putting it on the right arm, breaking it outside, on his feet, Deontay Moore, 10. Check that, it is Minter, and he is out at the 9-yard line. And a good block outside by Ryan Alexander, the sophomore New York native at right tackle.
But what a difference when our running game is working. You know, we're an offense that is predicated on the run. In the last couple of games, we've been pass happy in part because we haven't been able to run the football. We haven't been healthy enough to run the football. Today, even with Xavier out, especially on this drive, you can see the adjustments we made at halftime, and we're doing a very good job on the ground, not only moving the football, but taking time off.
Inside 8.5 to go, third. First and goal between the 8 and the 9. Eyeing the end zone to our right from the near hash. Dallas, the quarterback. Good snap. Bouncing it outside. Deep handoff. Minter won't get away. They'll pursue and drop him on a solo stop by Tron Folsom, the weak side linebacker from Alma, Georgia. And that'll be a loss back to the 14. Third down for South Alabama.
Well, again, he had a second in almost inches. And so we go to the stretch play. And instead of just trying to punch it across, and now we got a third down and six.
Third and six. Dallas, as they make their substitutions, Jags go four wides, three wide left, one to the right, as we work from that right side near hash mark. Quarterback Dallas picks up a low snap, steps into the pocket, delivers one, caught inside the five. Malik Stanley stretching it to the goal line. He is in there. Touchdown, South Alabama. And the thousands who made the journey in the trek north of I-65 are jubilant and strike up the band. South Alabama touchdown.
Davis is immediately a spark plug for the offense, converting third down three times on the drive and finding the end zone after 6 minutes off the clock. Davis finished the game 7 for 10 passing with 120 yards and a touchdown. We move now to the start of the fourth quarter. and the defense has still kept Troy off the board. South Alabama's Corliss Waitman has to punt for the eighth time in the game, this time from his own 11.
Corliss Waitman stands about 3 yards deep in the end zone, waiting on zinc snap. We spread really wide here. They put Jones deep at his own 41-yard line. Corliss with 5 on the play clock. 3 takes the snap. Left-footed kick is not a good one. They may have even gotten a piece of it. They come in and bobble it. It is muffed at midfield. We jump on it. It's off the shoulder pads, and Jones has coughed it up. And the Jags have got on the football at midfield. They'll pot him off the logo, but give it to the good guys.
Andrew Zink,
the man, deep snapper.
The long snapper, the one that gets down there and gets on the football. And, boy, I'll tell you what, we have been the beneficiary of some breaks today for sure. Troy is going to look back at this one, win or lose, and look at all the opportunities that they've given us. But we've had those opportunities, and we've taken advantage. Now we got to put some points on the board, take some more time off the clock. But, boy, you got some breathing room. You start in their territory. And, wow, this night could not be going better right now.
We only have 147 yards. However, this defense, through essentially three quarters with 46 seconds to go in the third, has held them to 179. Now with the short field, what can we do? Dallas Davis is back in at quarterback.
And something to look out for, too. You know who was just helped off the field? Corliss Waitman. Jenny Frisbee. Jenny Frisbee was walking with him, so here's hoping Corliss is okay.
I think we had a blocker pushed into him.
We did.
And here now, the quarterback from midfield. We recover the punt. Dallas, drop throw near boundary. Malik, comeback, back shoulder catch, 40. He is pushed out. He'll drive his way up the near sideline, convinced to get there. Not only does he pick up 10, give him 16 to the 34, make it the 33 of Troy. This time, Deontay Moore, the running back, man in motion, Rinkenmeyer, hasn't thrown to Andrew, the tight end. Here's the zone read handoff, trying to go wide, keeping it between the hashes, and it's going to be a tackle for a loss. A loss of 4. Deontay Moore never had a shot at that. We're trying to seal with the man in motion, Rinkenmeyer, and he just missed his block. They thought we were going wide. They dish back inside on Rinkenmeyer, and it'll be second and long here for the Jags.
Well, not sure if that was a read play, because I'll tell you what, if it was a read play, Dallas will have some room to do it again.
Deontay Moore in the pistol. Jamarius Way split left. We're going to go double tight end here. Wine to make. They're 23 as we scrimmage way back here at the 38. Deep handoff on the gallop. Play action. Dallas goes right side and underthrows Messiah. Oh, they were pounding and almost back there for a sack. If we could convert or get down close enough, Pat, what does a field goal mean right here?
I mean, a field goal makes it a three-possession game because it's still going to be tough for Troy. You got to have 2 touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions, obviously. But 16-0 versus 19-0, that is a world of difference. But we're going to have to convert a 3rd and 14, and we have not converted a 3rd and long.
Jags only 160 yards, up 16-0, early 4th. Dallas the quarterback. Do we go to the air and try to get it on 3rd and a short 15?
I think so.
I say a short. 2 wides left with a tight end left. 1 wide right for Dallas, the quarterback. They have filled the inside gaps, but don't rush. They come from the outside. Dallas sees it, steps, rolls left. Dallas looking downfield. He'll make one man miss, stretches it to the 30-yard line. Now Gavin does have a 46-yard field goal versus Louisiana Tech, which was a career long. This would set a new career long. It would make it a 47-yarder if we go, and we're going to bring in Gavin Patterson here on a Wednesday night, national television.
Well, and a great job by Dallas to get something out of it, get a very crucial 7 yards. And you remember that 46-yarder by Gavin had plenty of distance against Louisiana Tech. Let's see if he can duplicate it here.
Corliss, who was hurt, will hold. Zink will snap. Gavin from the near hash, kicking towards the yellow uprights here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Snap, hold, the kick is high. It is end over end. Does it get there? This one is up. It is good! It is good from 47 yards, a career long. And Gavin Patterson extends it to a 19-0 lead here on the road. My goodness, the special teams coming through just over the crossbar.
19-0 Jags, as the defense is giving its best performance against an FBS opponent since 2013, when the Jags held the Sun Belt Conference co-champion Ragin' Cajuns to only 212 yards of total offense. We now move ahead to 8:38 left in the game, and Troy is trying to get the goose egg off the board.
Let's get a Cook's Pest Control sideline update with Tommy Hicks. He's on the far sideline, kind of between a happy sideline and a happy bunch of fans across the way, Tommy.
Well, I'm down here right behind the South Alabama cheerleaders in front of the South Alabama section, and they have cranked it up a couple of notches. While the Troy fans seem to be hitting the exits pretty early, and a lot of them have left, especially from the press box sideline. That's almost empty over there now. But this group has come in, and they've been loud from the beginning, and they've only gotten louder. And you can bet if this baby sticks the way it's going to be after this game, it's going to be really loud in this corner. Cheerleaders have been doing a great job of keeping them active, and the fans and the band, everybody's just kind of kicked in. I think it's you get that feeling, and when things are going right, this is what Joey has said this team can be. And now they're seeing that, and for this final stretch, it's what you're going to need. But they're going to need these fans to come out to home games and do the same thing there and to go with them wherever they're going. But this is going to be a happy bus trip on the way back to Mobile tonight, I can tell you that.
If we can finish.
If we finish.
That's the key. I mean, we still have 8:38, and this is an explosive Troy offense. And, JT, you remember the game here, let's see, would have been 4 years ago now, right?
Yes, 2012.
Where we scored the touchdown late with about a minute left. They marched down the field, scored a touchdown, and beat us. So no lead is safe. Got a long way to go, but you're right, Tommy. The attitude, the talent level, the ability to do what we've done has been pretty impressive so far, but we got to do it for another 8:38.
They do have a couple of 90-yard-plus scoring drives this year. Here they'll start inside the 20 at the 19 with Brandon Silvers, the quarterback, two receivers either way here for him. They'll take the snap at the 19 mark of the play clock. Looks left, goes back over the middle, dumps it, and caught and upended is Anderson at the 21. That was only a gain of maybe three. They'll give him forward progress out near the 22-yard line.
Jeremy Reeves among the guys there on the tackle. And, you know, the defense has been playing just with a lot of confidence tonight, and it shows.
Second and long, Silvers throws over the middle. This is a deep slant, caught, hang on to him. He'll lean it out to the 45. Good grab that time by Damian Willis. He came in 14 catches, one for a score, averaging 12.2 per, and that's why they go to the deep guy. He gets big chunk yardage. So they're getting out near midfield. Last time we're told that they've been shut out at home was 1972.
Wow.
Deep drop, looking down the near sideline, fade, trying to get some separation, and there's a late flag that is absolutely uncalled for. Sam Letton, the intended receiver and the field judge in this game, is just trying to let him get back in it. Jonathan Middlebrook scoring, throwing the hanky for him on the near sideline. And by the way, that is the Troy boundary that he throws it late.
And they got Jeremy Reeves looking at trying to get a replay here. It looked like good coverage to me.
It looked very good that he just didn't have good position. Jimmy Gibson is going to hobble off, and in late is going to be Sean Grayer on that defensive front here. Riley Cole, one of the linebackers, he's had a knee injury, he's had a cramp. He'll come out and guard. They'll throw the other way down the sideline. This ball is tipped and out of bounds. More good defense. No flags. Knocked away with the right hand by DeRyan Mills up the far sideline.
And that was step for step outstanding coverage.
1972, last time they were shut out here at Veterans Memorial. Silvers with a running back off his left shoulder. Four wides, two either way. Jags with one safety up high. Lawrence, the give, and they'll go up the middle. Breaking tackles. Anderson rumbling on second down. He'll pick up about eight. Third and two, and obviously down three scores, four down territory at the 7:28 mark. Jags leading 19-0. Quick snap up the middle. Anderson stymied at the line, and he'll be dropped as he's right at the 30, the line to make, and they're going to stop the play here. Appeared to have enough as he finished forward running behind his pads.
And that's another Trojan.
And the Trojans do get the first down running behind Josh Anderson. The headline there was Jordan Chun went out with injury here early second half. Jags rushing four, two linebackers. Jags playing prevent. They'll loft this one far sideline behind the coverage, and it's overthrown. overthrown at about the 1 yard line. The intended receiver streaking up the far sideline, trying to hook up with DeAndre Douglas.
Well, Nigel Lawrence on the coverage actually lost a step when he turned around to look at the football. Had that been on the mark, that would have been a touchdown. But we'll take it, second down.
Lawrence, Jeremy Reeves of the safeties. Now Reeves will come over kind of as a quasi-safety. He'll cover the inside receivers. There are two either way. Shotgun snap, Silvers. We rush up the middle. He'll loft this one down the near side. Caught over the shoulder and down at the 1 yard line. What a grab as they're trying to avoid being shut out. That is Tavarus McCormick, the guy who originally committed to the Jags, then signed with Troy. He is now a junior from Natchez, Mississippi. First and goal at the one. Here is Silvers. Snap is high. The give. Anderson, will he get there? Stood him up, push him back, let him go the other way, and they'll whistle him dead at the one. He doesn't get in, and that burns some time.
Absolutely, that's the key. You know, we don't want to get him in the end zone anyway, but we're going to make him try a couple of different times, and that's the key. Clock now at 6:27 and counting.
Forward progress to the half-yard line. Silvers looking to go under center. He'll now back up and stand at the five. Jags filling the gaps. They go up the middle, play action, and Silvers will walk in. On a zone read, he'll keep it and put points on the board for the first time for Troy at the 6:16 mark in the fourth quarter. And now Neil Brown says, everybody stay out there. Troy's going to go for two.
Well, the thinking here is try to get a two-point conversion here, another touchdown and a two-point conversion, and then a field goal. And worst case, you go to overtime. So that's why you go for two here.
6:16 to go. You got to get that hands unit ready on the far sideline because they need two scores. They'll have to do it. Reverse. Here they come the other way on a two-point play. Jack's giving chase around the corner, trying to get there. He dives. Did he get there? The linesman says yes. Two-point play is good. They may have to review it. John Johnson got to the pile.
The Trojans finally get on the board and aren't completely out of the game yet. With 4:30 left, Troy now trails 19-8 as they get the ball back, looking to make it a one-possession game.
The game clock will start on the snap of the football. Here now is Silvers, the quarterback, and the center judge is now going to come and stop. Now let him snap it. Play clock still going. It's at 5-4. Shotgun snap, waist high. Picked up. Silvers looks over the middle. He's going to loft. They're going to go deep here. Over the shoulder, overthrown, incomplete, looking for the deep guy, and he did have about a step over our corner. That was Tavarus McCormick, the intended receiver.
They've been taking shots at us, and now looks like Tyree Turner is down on the ground, although he is pulling at his ankle, which would indicate a cramp.
Yeah, calf, and boy, what a humid day it's been.
It has been.
We cooled about 10 degrees from the time we went on the air to kick off in pregame coverage. And it's still not the coolest of nights, really considering how late in the year it already is. But from this side of the country down to the Gulf Coast, with that hurricane coming through, it's left a waft of humid air behind. Incompletion, stopping the clock with second and 10, 4:26 to go.
Can we go back and kick the chip shot field goal?
Second down and 10 on the 41-yard line.
Silvers is the quarterback. One safety high, that is Reeves. Three wides right. Anderson, the running back, off the left shoulder. Silvers, deep drop. Looks, wants to trigger, throws it outside. The flat, and it's incomplete. And, oh, he was wide open. Anderson right in front of our bench. Cannot make the grab. It was right at his face mask, and he didn't look it all the way in.
Well, he was the safety valve on the play. They had two receivers to the near side, and they brought Anderson out of the backfield into the flat out the left. And we didn't have it covered. Jeremy Reeves was coming in quickly, but not quickly enough. And, boy, we got a break there.
This place got sparse in a hurry when we were up 19 to nothing. Now it's 19 to 8, and the folks remaining would not give up their ticket for $50. Three wide, cover three, looking to throw, far boundary, catch made at the marker, and it's enough. Plessy gets out of bounds. We played it very, very soft, and DeRyan Mills was playing 15 yards off, and DeAndre Douglas, the junior from Madison, will move the chains, or did he get there? He may have stepped out short.
I think he's fourth. It's fourth and very short, fourth and inches.
This is a big down. Assuming they would send the big running back, Josh Anderson, up the middle, and they go direct snap and lean forward for it.
It was a quarterback sneak, but
was the ball ready for play?
No, that's the thing. They whistled it before the play started.
They actually gave him the first down. They moved the chains late.
Okay.
Well, hang on now, because the down marker said four.
It was fourth and less than a yard.
But I don't think they ran that play. That play was whistled dead before it started.
And television, which is a little behind us, had a black line behind the yellow line. I think he had the first down, but he was right at it. But that's not their decision to make. They are going to say first down and down over. So they didn't count the last one. Deep drop over the middle, and it is caught, firing to the 31-yard line. Troy with the catch with 3:44 to go. Clock is going to stop. They have one timeout. Moving the chains, Troy on the move, Brandon Silvers in Jag territory at the 31. Jags rushing four, linebackers drop. They look over the middle, everybody covered. Silvers looks in the flat. He's gonna loft this one dangerously and out of bounds.
Whew.
My goodness, Darryl Sanji, it came out. He was following the running back, and Sanji had good position with Josh Anderson, the intended receiver, and it's overthrown. But that will stop the clock, second and 10. 3:31 to go for Troy.
And Tobias Moss was coming in there hard as well, throwing more to Tobias Moss than anybody else.
They wouldn't need a field goal factoring in here, so they're kind of warming up in the nets just in case. Second and 10, snap to Silvers, looks on the throwback. Everybody covered. He'll throw it out last minute. Was he over the line of scrimmage? They complete it up the sideline.
Pass complete.
That was a really heads-up throw, and now they are in the Jag red zone. They're going to spot this at the 13-yard line. He was behind the line of scrimmage, but boy, was he close as we watch the replay. In the red zone, they're just one of three today against South Alabama. Silvers looks. They scored on their last drive. Over the middle, triple coverage, knocked away, and it is incomplete. Sterling Fisher, the redshirt freshman from Madison, Alabama, was right there at the goal line. It'll stop the clock, second and 10, now 3:14. And this has been a very time-efficient drive. The seventh play coming up for Troy in the drive as they're trying to inch back into the game. A little over midway through the fourth, we were leading 19-0. Right now the lead's 11, but they're in the Jag red zone working at the 13. Eyeing the end zone to our right from the far hash. Silvers looks in the corner. He'll throw that one over and out of bounds. He had the backup running back Henderson over there, but couldn't get it to him on the wheel route, and it is incomplete.
And Taji Stewart in coverage for the line, for the running back that was coming out in the flat. It was a good decision by Silvers just to throw it way over his head and live to play another down.
Third and 10, though, and here is where if they need the field goal, they tried one today. It was a 27-yarder, and the short field goal kicker hooked it just before the half. He missed on the last play of the second quarter. So they got to be a little nervous. Third and 10 from our 13. Running back leaves the backfield. Empty set. He turned up too quick. No flags. Here's a throw on the back shoulder. It is incomplete. Incomplete. And out of bounds. It's going to be fourth and 10. Receiver actually made a good move back to the ball, but couldn't get his hands to it in time. Our defender had his back to the quarterback. And it's going to be fourth down, and they're going to try the field goal. And they're going to go with Evan Legacy again. He missed from 27 on the last play with 3 seconds to go in the second. This will be a 30. Legacy now 1 of 4 on the year, 0 for 1 today. At LSU, he missed a 36-yarder. Hit from 37. This from the far hash. Same angle as when he missed earlier. Snap, the hole, the kick up. This one looks good. It is no good! No good! Good spin on it, and he hooked it. Evan Legacy for Troy has hooked another one. Off the outside left upright, the right footer has hooked a pair of kicks, and the Jags will hold on to an 11-point advantage at Veterans Memorial.
The Jags defense ended up only allowing 299 yards of offense to a team that averaged 419 yards of offense a game. A Troy Trojan team that finished the season 11-2, with their losses being the season opener at Boise State and the battle for the belt against the Jags. This has been Jag Nation Rewind. Join us next time when we relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Go Jags!